This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to Nirvana Sisters Podcast, where we take the intimidation out of well-being and beauty to help you achieve your highest state, your Nirvana. We are sisters-in-law and your hosts. I'm Amy Sherman.
And I'm Katie Chandler. So let's get into some real conversation.
Nirvana Sisters, Nirvana Sisters family, you have just Amy today. Katie is on a much needed girlfriend's vacation, so she is not joining us today. But we are here, or I am here, with Taylor Rose, who is, you know, I'm going to go back in time. So Taylor was one of our first guests on the show. So I was looking back, and you were on our show July 2021. It was episode 19 for us. And now we're on, like, I don't know, episode 130, 135, something like that, which is crazy. You were living in Michigan. You weren't a certified trichologist. You were doing, you had a big TikTok following, but certainly not as big as it is now. So we're so excited to just hear all the new things. But let me just give our audience, who we have so many new people who don't know Taylor. Taylor Rose is a certified trichologist specializing in rebuilding her clients' confidence through both preventative and restorative hair loss solutions. Taylor has been published in a variety of news outlets, the Today Show, NBC Select, New York Post, the U.S. Sun, Women's World, Shape, and more, and has gained exposure through her social media platforms, where she provides holistic hair regrowth tips to an audience of over 1.5 million followers. So welcome back to the show, Taylor. We were just talking that the first time she was on, it was like probably her first podcast. We were early on, and so much has happened. So it's so good to see you. And it's amazing to see how your career has evolved so much since we first met. I think formerly you were the Healthy Huga, now you're the Healthy Her, I think,
yep,
and all the things. So give us a little update on your life.
Yeah, so very different from the last time we talked, obviously. Like, even just my mood, I was so nervous. That was my first podcast ever. Now I have been on many podcasts, and it's so awesome. It's such a full circle to be back on this podcast. Yeah, but since then, I've moved to California. So I think so much has happened since that one. Like, I was in a house in Grand Rapids, and then I ended up moving to Kalamazoo, and then moved all the way out to California. So very different vibes out here, but it's definitely, I feel like, where I'm meant to be. You know what I mean?
Totally. And I also remember last time we spoke, you were like, in the midst of switching jobs, like you weren't even doing this full time. I feel like you were working at another company.
Yes, I was still in finance, I believe.
Yeah.
I was posting, you know, kind of my own hair regrowth tips, but I didn't necessarily have that knowledge that I do now. That's, you know, helping other people with different types of hair, different hair loss problems. Before, it was just my own experience. And, you know, it very much was like, if you have the exact type of hair loss I have, the exact type of hair I have, I can help you. Otherwise, I don't know. So it's, yeah, very different content even now than I used to put out.
Oh, yeah, much different. Tell us, so you are now a certified trichologist. So for those who don't know what that means, can you tell us a little bit about what that means?
Yeah, so certified trichologists basically are scalp and hair experts. I specialize in both preventative and restorative hair loss. So I can help, you know, people who may have great hair or okay hair, keep it and just make it better, make it its best looking hair that you can have and prevent that hair loss. And then also restorative, if you've lost hair, I can help you regrow your hair in most cases.
Yeah, and you went to school over the last few years to become officially certified, and now this is like all you're doing.
Yes, this is my full-time gig now, and I'm loving it so much.
Yeah, I mean, for our audience, please make sure you check her out on social media. Taylor has amazing, amazing content and such good tips, and we love it all. Well, firstly, let's take a step back, because I forgot to do, because I just jumped into it. I forgot to do our Nirvana of the Week, which, if you remember this from last time, just like a quick tidbit, fun or interesting or something that brought a little smile to your face this week. I haven't even thought of mine yet because I feel like this week has been so busy and I'm like, wait, I need to take a step back and think about what made me happy this week. So I'm going to throw it to you first. This is when I usually throw it to Katie, but she's not here. So I'm just going to throw it to you.
Put me under the bus. I would say, so I just got back from vacation. I went out to Utah, which I do the same trip every year to Utah because my best friends live out there. So that was such a like healing, restorative, you know, break that I needed because working for yourself, it's very hard to like shut off. And that was like the first vacation I've taken with no laptop. I didn't bring anything. I was like, I am out of office for, you know, 3 full days. I got pet sitters. It was very needed. And this week I would say like I'm feeling more motivated and more creative than I have in a long time. So that's my nirvana, is just having a really good week back.
Yeah, I love that. It's so needed. And that's amazing. I love Utah. Okay, that reminded me. Yes, I just got back from a trip too. I went with my older son to a really fun game, like a college game at a state with one of my best friends who went to that school. And so it was just super fun going to like a rah-rah big college game, which I haven't done in so long, college football. And we did a little touring around because my son is 16 and, you know, starting to think about college and all that stuff. So it was nice to have one-on-one time with him and just kind of like not be working and just like, you know, be with him. So that was really fun. Okay. Awesome. So let's get into it. So I know this is like a very broad, generic question, but tell us like the best or the easiest way to grow hair, because it does seem like this is such a hot topic and so many people are struggling. And I don't know if it's, you know, post-COVID or what's going on, but give us your thoughts.
Yeah. So this is like the hardest question for me to answer because number one, there's no easy way to regrow hair, right?
Yeah.
There's, you know, in this day and age, people are losing hair. It's rarely from one reason. There's usually like a couple different things coming at us. So that means there's going to be a couple different treatments. And it also depends on why you're losing hair, right? Like, what are these underlying causes that are causing you to lose hair? And treating that hair loss is fixing those underlying causes usually. So it's not just like, yeah, rosemary oil, for example, is amazing and it helps, you know, increase blood circulation and it can help like 99% of people's hair just look better. And it can, like it did for me, fully regrow your bald spots. But that also, you know, comes with 10 different other things that you have to be doing too. So I would say like figuring out your underlying causes is the best like first step to regrowing hair, because those are what you need to focus on, not just your scalp and your hair.
Why do you think this is so prevalent? Do you think it's more prevalent now? Because I think a lot of people said they lost hair during COVID or if they got COVID. Mm-hmm. Or do you think it's just like more mainstream? Because people, especially women, like didn't really talk about that stuff as much as men did, because that's like, you know, more popular for men. But now it's very prevalent. And I feel like there's a lot of conversations about it.
Yeah, I think it's a mix of the two. You know, it is being talked about more, especially with TikTok. I think that was kind of like the floodgates opened. People were being very authentic and sharing their real stories on TikTok. And that kind of opened that door for a lot of people. But I also think, like, I know that there's more hair loss than there has been ever in the history of ever right now.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah. And I think some of the big reasons for that is, you know, the food we eat, like how processed everything is,
mm-hmm.
how stressed we are. You know, we're not getting sleep. We're in this high stress state all day with, you know, just the way things are today. And then COVID, of course, like a huge, huge thing that went around. That's, you know, you can lose hair just from getting sick, just from getting a cold. But COVID was, you know, a cold on steroids.
Absolutely. But I know on your social media, at least you used to do this, and I think you still talk, we were just talking about rosemary. Like, what are some of those methods? Because I've seen some of them and I've tried some of them, and I think if you're consistent, they work. So can you give us a little tutorial on that?
Yeah. So there's a couple different ways you can use rosemary. You can make a rosemary water, which is something that it's probably the most cumbersome to make, because you have to like do the whole process of boiling it and distilling it, all that. But the pro of that is that you can spray it on your scalp twice a day and you don't need to rinse it out because it is so lightweight. Mm. Whereas rosemary oil, you need to wash it off after. So there's two ways you can use rosemary oil that I like to promote. One of them is you can take just 5 drops of your essential oil mixed with your palmful of shampoo, shampoo your hair like normal, let it sit for 3 to 5 minutes and then rinse it out. And that's a nice like little boost for your hair. You can do this up to 3 times a week, I would say. And okay. Then the other way, which I think, I mean, you can do these both together too. You can do all three of them together. But the way that I like the most is having a rosemary oil, either, you know, there are some like Miele that are pre-mixed, but if you don't have a pre-mix, if you just have like 100% pure rosemary oil, you need to do 5 drops of that mixed with a teaspoon of a carrier oil, which would be like castor oil, argan oil, pumpkin seed oil. Mix that together in your hands and massage it into your scalp. And then you let it sit for 30 minutes minimum, 3 hours maximum, and then rinse off.
Are most people or most of the clients that you're working with, are they doing more of these like home methods or are they doing that in combination with like a Nutrafol or other supplements?
Yeah, I would say most people I work with are doing multiple different things just because mm-hmm. they have multiple reasons for their hair loss and they also want to kind of throw everything that they can at it to fix the problem as soon as possible.
Yeah. What, I know that you've been through a journey with your hair that we followed on social media. Will you tell everyone kind of like where you started and where you are now in your hair, your own hair journey?
Yeah, definitely. So I started losing my hair in my temple region. I would say that started at the end of high school.
Okay.
And I, you know, it started very slowly. So I didn't necessarily notice that. I was like, oh, maybe it's like how I'm parting my hair every day, or maybe it's breakage from hot tools. And I think what it actually, I mean, sure, it was a mix of things, but what it actually came down to was that was when I got on birth control. Mm. You know, big change in the body, known to cause hair loss. So that is kind of what triggered it to start. And then all through college, you know, I'm stressed. I'm not sleeping. I'm drinking a lot of alcohol, all these things that are horrible for the body. Was just making it worse and worse and worse. And by the time college was out, I was wearing hats almost every day.
Oh, wow. You know,
I was spending an hour every morning making sure this was swooped right over. And it was just, you know, it was taking up so much of my life that I'm like, okay, it's time to do something to fix this.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Then TikTok comes about, and this is kind of like in the heart of, okay, it's COVID, I'm at home, I'm not having to spend this hour every day doing my hair for work. So I'm like, okay, it's time to, like everyone does, throw everything I can at this and try to fix it so that when COVID's over, I can come back to work looking great, you know, like it never happened. So yeah, it was, I mean, rosemary was huge for me. That was like kind of the first thing that I really noticed hair regrowth, but there was also all these other things I was doing. I got off birth control, you know, I was meditating every day. I was doing yoga. I was sleeping more because COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, just all these other things. So, yeah, that's kind of how I grew my page, was sharing, you know, my hair regrowth journey on my TikTok.
Yeah, and your before and afters are amazing. I remember seeing them. I mean, it's really incredible. And it does seem like it's a mix of lifestyle and, you know, anything else that you're taking. What's your thoughts on, two questions. I want to ask you about supplements, and I want to ask you about, like, you were talking before about just, like, protecting your hair from hot tools, because we all like our hot tools. But do you have any recommendations on how to protect your hair better from that kind of stuff other than not doing it?
Yeah. Honestly, like obviously the best thing you can do is not use it, even if it's just like I take a 3-month break from hot tools every summer. Mm. So during the summer, my hair, I'm like, okay, it's going up or it's going to be wavy, you know, it's going to be soft water. Yeah. That's my 3-month break. And I noticed this is when my hair like grows a ton. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just having that 3 months, whether that's over winter or over summer, or if you can even just like spread it out throughout the year, is really helpful. Aside from that, using a heat protectant every time that you're using hot tools on your hair. Letting your hair air dry 80% of the way before blow drying it. Because if you're blow drying soaking wet hair, that's like the most damage you can cause, right?
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. So I'll do my makeup while my hair is drying. I'll feed the animals, do other things. And then I'll go in and just do that like finishing dry with the blow dryer.
Yeah. Do you have a good hair protectant that you recommend?
I really like the Color Fanatic by Pureology.
Mm.
Yeah. That one.
I haven't tried that.
It's my go-to. I love it.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
And then from a supplements and things like that standpoint, I just feel like there's so much on the market. I hear so much about Nutrafol. I actually have taken it in the past and it has worked for me. Like I never actually had any hair thinning, shedding, nothing because my hair is so thick. And like over the years, as I've gotten older, it started to like kind of like where you were saying, like in the temples areas looked thinner. And I was like, what is going on? This is like nothing that I would think would ever happen. And I started taking Nutrafol and it did help. I stopped it, but I just went back on it again recently because I felt like I should have probably taken it for longer. But anyway, I felt like it has worked a little bit for me. I'm not fully there yet. But what have you seen from clients and yourself? I don't know if you've tried it or not, or other things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. My two go-tos are Nutrafol and CeraVital.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah. It's awesome. That one's probably my favorite because it has, you know, all of the vitamins and minerals that Nutrafol has, but it also has like a stress support blend, which I personally, that's, you know, a big reason for me losing hair is stress related.
Yeah.
So that one's kind of like my favorite, my number one. But Nutrafol is great too. I would say like it's pretty helpful for most people because it has all of those hair growth vitamins in it. The one thing I will say is it is expensive and, you know, you have to take it 3 to 4 times a day. So for some people, you know, if your hair loss is related to just like a vitamin D deficiency or an iron deficiency, you can get away a lot cheaper just taking like an iron pill or a vitamin D pill. Like, yeah. So again, like finding out why you're losing hair is a really good first step. You know, if you are deficient in multiple things or you just want to help your hair, you know, look its best, fill out, densify, yes, like an overall supplement like Nutrafol or CeraVital is amazing.
Is CeraVital as expensive as Nutrafol?
I don't remember off the top of my head. I want to say it's a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
But like pretty comparable.
Yeah. It's funny with Nutrafol, you're right. I think they say to take 4 a day. I only actually take 2 because they're like big pills and I'm not hate taking pills. So I'm like, I'm just going to like do this for a long time and take 2.
Yeah.
Because they do, I'm sure CeraVital is the same way where you have to like take it over a long period of time. It's not like you can take it for a month or two. You really have to take it for an extended amount of time, right?
Right. Yep.
Okay. I'm switching gears to just general hair stuff because I saw, and this was a while ago, but I saw you went on a brand trip for Dyson and you tested the Air Straight. And at the time, well, I still don't have it. I actually just ordered it because of the Sephora sale, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it because I have, you know, the Dyson, it's got an air wrap, which I love and obsessed with, but I'm curious to know what you thought of the Air Straight.
I love it. It is so helpful for me because it's like a mix of a straightener and a blow dryer, obviously, but it doesn't make your hair so flat, like a flat iron would.
Right.
And for me, like having really fine flat hair, you know, I want like these ends, I want this straight, but I don't want it to be like pinned to my head, which happens when I straighten it. So the Air Straight's like a really nice volume straighten.
Yeah, I'm really excited to try it. I've been wanting to get it. Yeah. And to your point where you were saying like let your hair dry 80% of the way and then using a tool like that feels like it would be a good one because it does like at least style your hair. So then you're not using another hair tool. It's like a 2-in-1. So
exactly. And it's way less damage than just like a flat iron would be.
Was it cool to go to the Dyson like HQ or wherever you are?
It blew my mind. I did not realize how, I mean, I knew it was high tech, but it was like, it was crazy.
That's so, did they just reach out to you on TikTok or whatever?
I want to say they reached out to my management team.
Yeah.
Because I actually, when I was out in California looking at apartments, I stopped by the Dyson store out in California and kind of like made that connection, got my networking, you know, and we just were so aligned because they're so into like hair science. And,
yeah.
You know, less damage. So it was just like a really aligned partnership for me. So we kind of just like kept that connection. And when they released the Air Straight, they were like, okay, this is perfect. Like, come learn about it, learn the science. you know, and of course, me being like a hair geek, I was like, oh, heck yeah. I'm gonna,
yeah. No, I saw that. I was so excited for you. Because, I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing. I would love that.
Yeah, it was like the most aligned thing ever for me.
Oh my God, that's so cool. Yeah, I can't imagine what, I mean, it must be just, yeah, because you're right. They're all about the science and like their products are just so good. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to try it. I'll keep you posted. I'm sure I'll love it.
Yeah.
I was like waiting. I was like, I'm gonna do it on the Sephora sale. I'm gonna take the plunge.
Yeah. That's like all my friends were like, oh, it's so expensive. It's not worth it. And then they would all like try mine. And the next day they're like, okay, so I ordered it.
I know. Cause I, with the air, I don't know why I keep forgetting the name. I'm like
Airwrap.
I had bought it a really long time ago before it became like popular. And I was like, this is ridiculous because it's so expensive, but it was like the best thing I had bought in years. And I got rid of all my other tools. And I kept saying to Katie, like, you have to get it. You have to. So like years later, she finally got it. And she's like, I mean, she's obsessed. She uses it every day. So like, I'm sure it'll be the same with the Air Straight. So I'm excited to try it. Cool. So what are the most, just regarding hair or hair growth, like what are the most common questions you're getting from your clients and people on social media? Like what are the main questions people are asking?
Kind of like going back to what you asked, like what's the quickest, easiest way to regrow hair, which, you know, it's like impossible for me to answer that unless
exactly.
I know who you are and I've seen your scalp and I've seen your hair and know your life. Also, a lot of questions on rosemary. Just I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. So people don't necessarily like know the process. They don't know what to do. They're like, okay, I bought the rosemary. Now I have no idea how to use it.
Right. So, tell me what to do. Break it down.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, it's hard to like remember like, okay, when I first started using this, I had no idea what to do. So it's like, oh, put it on your scalp. And they're like, okay, but how? Like with my fingers or with the dropper, like how do I do it? So a lot of confusion there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, probably the biggest too.
Do people ever ask about, or do you talk to your clients about what foods are good for hair growth? I mean, is it like healthy fats and things like that? Or
yeah, I mean, I do because that's something I'm like very passionate about, but I don't necessarily post about it as much just because there's a lot of differing opinions out there. And yeah, those posts like usually get a lot of hate.
Right.
But I do personally talk to my clients about it, yes.
Yeah, give us one or two things that you think are good for hair growth.
Yeah,
you won't get any hate because
protein being the best, you know,
protein.
Make sure you're eating a really high protein diet because hair is made up of protein. So it's very important. Healthy fats, like you said, omega-3s, like fatty fish. And for women, iron is a big one too.
Oh yeah. That makes sense. I didn't think about that, but that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay. So before we go, I wanted to do our wrap session, which we did with you, obviously, 2 years ago. We're doing a redux of that, okay? Is that how you say the word? I'm like, R-E-D-U-X.
Is it redux? I have no idea.
Redo? I don't know. We're doing a wrap session redo because I'm sure there are now more things that you are doing and we want to hear it. So, you ready to go?
Yes, let's do it.
What's your favorite wellness or beauty hack?
Ooh, wellness or beauty hack. Let me think for a minute. Okay, here's one. So people like to wear rosemary oil on their scalp and go to bed because people don't have 3 hours to sit there and let it soak in and do its thing before they shampoo it out.
Mm-hmm.
But going to bed with rosemary oil on your scalp can clog your hair follicles overnight because it attracts dust. So a really good hack for that is either using like a saran wrap or a shower cap to keep out the dust and then you can sleep with your rosemary oil on.
Ooh, and then in the morning your hair must be like... I feel so shiny and amazing.
Soaked it in, you know, you've got your body heat going all night and then shampoo it out and it's good to go.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Next question. Your 5-minute flow. And maybe it's different now that you're living in LA. So you just got out of the shower, you dried off, Uber's alerting you, they're 5 minutes away. What's your quick beauty routine? What do you put on your go-tos to like get dressed, get out the door on time?
Love it. Okay. So right now I'm using Fully, a brand called Merit.
I love Merit. Yeah.
Yeah. I like just discovered them, honestly, less than a month ago.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. So it's like I use their foundation, their bronzer, their blush, eyeshadow, and mascara. And I can do that all like my whole face. And it's like very clean girl aesthetic. I can do it in like 4 minutes with that brand.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing. Like, honestly, that's all I do. And my hair, I'm on my no heat kick right now. So, you know, I just let it air dry.
Your hair looks amazing. It's so like long and beautiful. And
yeah, I dyed it blonde when I moved out here.
Like, I was going to say, it's lighter than I remember.
Yes, it's very light right now. And that damaged it so much. Like, I knew it was going to happen, but I was like, okay, I need to not do that again. one. So
well, at least you're prepared. You've probably got all the things to keep it healthy with the blonde.
Yeah,
but exactly. No, it looks beautiful. So if you're running out the door with all the merit, and then so what do you do with your hair? You just let it air dry or like throw it back?
Yeah, I usually just brush it, pop in the leave-in conditioner, which I'm currently using a brand called Array. I think that's A-R-E-Y. Yeah, so they have like a leave-in mist.
Nice.
And that's it. And then I'm out the door.
Out the door. I love Merit. Katie and I did a Product Junkies episode a while ago, and we talked about Merit. Katie actually introduced me to that brand because she was saying the same thing. She's like, it's literally like a minute. I like swipe it on. It's like you don't even need a brush. You can just do it with your fingers. It's so great.
And it literally blends so quick.
It's so good. And you know what I also do? Here's a little hack. You know the blush?
Yeah.
I also put that on my lips.
Oh,
yeah.
That.
It like ties it all together.
Oh my gosh, that's perfect.
And sometimes I do the bronzer on my, like as eyeshadow in a way.
Yeah.
And just like that. Ties it all together.
I got like, I bought the eyeshadow and it's honestly very similar. I got like the same color as the bronzer, so I could have just got away with that.
Yeah. No, it's so good. Totally agree on that. Okay. And how do you maintain your daily nirvana?
Ooh, I do a lot of journaling, which funny enough, I think that's what I said last time. And I was like just getting into my journaling game, but now that's like, oh, it's my go-to.
That's so good.
I'm somebody who like, it's very hard for me to figure out how I'm feeling or thinking about things. It takes me like a long time to process. So if I just start writing, put it on paper, it comes out so quick. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's how I'm feeling about that. Like, it's very easy for me to identify what's happening in my mind when I write it down.
That's awesome. And are you still meditating and all of those sorts of things too?
Yes. Yep.
That's great. What's the difference? What are you seeing the differences between where you were? You're in Michigan, right?
Yeah,
in Michigan before this and LA. It's like, I'm sure completely different, but like, what are you seeing?
So I'm an introvert at heart.
Me too.
Yeah. But in Michigan, I was very isolated and there's not a lot to do. So I very much like got stuck in that introvert trap where I'm like not leaving my house at all. I'm like leaving once a week to grocery shop and it's like painful for me. And out here, there's just so much going on constantly. Like you literally can't stay home. You look out the window and there's like 10 things going on. So it's definitely brought me out of my shell and helped with my confidence and my happiness overall. I've met like a ton of friends. So just like a lot happier out here. Yeah.
That's so amazing. I'm in LA a lot for work, so I'll have to come find you next time so we can do coffee and actually meet in person. So I know you have some hot news and we'd love to hear what's next for you.
Definitely. So two big things coming up.
Ooh, I can't wait.
First of all, I'm going to be releasing a beginner's hair care guide.
Ooh.
So it's like the full, you know, you're just starting out on your hair routine. What the heck do you do? You're losing hair, your hair's thinning, you just want healthier hair, all of the above. It encompasses everything.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
So like a one-stop like, resource. Is it good? Yeah. How's it going to be distributed?
It's going to be an online guide. So it'll be easy, quick, you know, it gets emailed to you the second you buy it. And
amazing.
You can go through it at your own pace.
That's so good. Okay, amazing. So
that's the first
love
thing.
Love that.
Very excited about that. I've been literally grinding on it all day, every day.
I'm sure.
So, yeah, just making sure I cover all the bases. And then my bigger news that I'm very excited about is I will be opening an office in Beverly Hills.
Ooh.
Yes.
So
I can see clients in person. Finally.
Wow, that is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so everybody that's listening, if you are in the California, LA area, please go visit Taylor because that is going to, it's going to be hard to get an appointment with you, I feel like.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I get so many people asking me like, when are you going to see people? I will fly from wherever to see you.
And yeah.
Been waiting for the perfect office, the perfect opportunity, and I finally found it.
So. Oh, good. Well, we are so happy for you. That's amazing news. And we'll link to everything so people, if they want to come see you, travel to see you, if they're in California and they need a consultation, we will make sure to put all your info in the show notes and all that stuff. So congrats. That's amazing.
Yay, thank you so much.
Yeah, so exciting. And with that, thank you for coming back and updating us on your life, telling us all the things we need to know about hair and sharing your exciting news. We're just so happy for you. It's great to see you've been like growing in your career and of course all your content's amazing. And it's just, we're just really happy for you. So thanks for coming back and sharing.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for having me. I love this is like the perfect full circle moment for me.
I know. I love it.
Thanks for listening to Nirvana Sisters. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes, please subscribe, and leave us a review. Also, find us on Instagram at Nirvana Sisters. If you loved what you just listened to or know someone that would, please share it and tag us. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of Nirvana Sisters. We'll continue to watch out for all things wellness so you don't have to. Bye.